When does the golden age start? And how will we know that the golden age and this age of darkness has really begun to manifest? Devotees often ask this question, and today during class I had the opportunity to raise that subject. Srila Prabhupada in the purport was giving the difference between Satya Yuga and Kali Yuga by comparing the difference of gold and iron, as much as we can see a difference between gold and iron in the same way we can see a difference between that age and this age. People's consciousness, people's values, people's behavior, social structure, and all the consequences of all of these things are so dramatically different in these two times, and then of course in all the ages in between. And it's not unusual that, of course, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sort of ushered in his appearance, ushered in the golden age, and devotees often ask, well, you know, where is it? And in responding, I was citing the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Ramakeli, when he first went there, and that was the capital of Nawab Hussain Shah, where Rup Sanatan Goswamis were in employ. And because of his ecstatic symptoms, thousands and thousands of people were following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, that news automatically came to the king. Kings, politicians generally don't like others to have any type of following. Even religious figures who are meant to keep out of political affairs, still politicians tend to worry when they get too much influence, as for instance we saw just recently in Burma, that the Buddhist monks over there tried to use their respect and influence in order to ferment a revolution and overthrow the military junta that's running the country. Anyway, it didn't seem to work right now. And politicians are worried what happens if religious figures get too much of a following and they stop being religious and they want to become politicians, or they use their religious following in order to influence people's leanings or support of a government. So for that reason, Nawab Hussain Shah was very concerned. And Rup Sanatan, they just told him, he asked them, he said, who is this person who's getting such a following? Does he pose a danger to the throne? And they said, well, listen, you're the king. The king is the representative of the Supreme Lord. So why don't you just ask your mind that question and see what answer you get? And Nawab Hussain did just that. And the answer which his mind gave him is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, in his mind, a bona fide prophet, and that he didn't pose any political threat or stability to his governance. So Nawab Hussain Shah then told the soldiers, it's all right, don't interfere with anything that he does. Still, Rup and Sanatan knew that politicians are whimsical people. They can support you one day and hang you the next. So they told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king is well aware of your activities, best not to stay here too long. Now, I use that example today to respond to this same question, when and where is the golden age? Devotees should check their own conscience. When the golden age manifests within our own consciousness, then golden age will manifest around us as well. Krishna consciousness movement is a movement of purification of consciousness. By its very definition, by its name, it's a movement that spreads neither by political might and neither by collecting many assets and temples, neither solely simply by external activities. It manifests when the consciousness of its leaders and its practitioners reflects the consciousness of Krishna. And, of course, Krishna's consciousness is the pure consciousness of the living entities. So when Krishna consciousness manifests within our own hearts, when it becomes very golden, golden reflects the color of love, the color of love of Godhead, of which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his golden form, his Gauranga form, is the very emblem. When that same golden color manifests in our heart, and the influence of iron and Kali, cold, ruthless, hard qualities disappear, then Kali Yuga will start to lose its influence, and the golden age within this Kali will begin to manifest. And of course, in the more devotees such Krishna Surya Sama awakening of the son of Krishna takes place, then the more the golden age will manifest. So we need not look to any external phenomena out the window. Where is the revolutionary guard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming? We have been deputed to become that revolutionary guard, and the real change of the world around us will take place when there's a change in our own consciousness. And by association, that consciousness, that change, or that pure consciousness of devotees, it'll be like a spark which initiates a change of consciousness in others, and that becomes a real fire, and that fire will naturally spread. That type of revolution cannot be stopped, a revolution of consciousness. When you have a political revolution, an ideological revolution, a economic revolution, these are our artificial things pampering to the body, the senses, the mind, and they're temporary because they're, as Prabhupada uses the phrase, artificial imposition. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition, but rather it's the awakening of that which is already within the heart. And we know that that awakening happens by the process of chanting Hare Krishna. So if we chant Hare Krishna purely, our consciousness will become purified. By pure consciousness, we will become the representatives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's revolutionary movement. And by contact with such devotees, then Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, simply by mere contact with a pure devotee's consciousness, other people naturally become infected, influenced, and the conflagration then spreads everywhere. Where is a golden age? Look within your mind and see. Hare Krishna.